The thing that is foremost in my memory is Roy's smile and the sparkle in his eyes.
Even into his 90s, his voice was strong and beautiful.
He was the heartbeat of the community.
Roy is tough to describe because he sounds too good to be true.
Judge Roy Madsen left an impression on those who knew him. He was born in 1923 in Canituck, a village on the Alaska Peninsula. Around age 4, Roy began his love affair with Kodiak when his family moved to the archipelago.
He told me once that he really was never happier than when he was at home in Kodiak, just breathing in the air.
Marla Williams recently directed a documentary on Madsen's life. It's part of the series Magnetic North, The Alaska Character. To show Madsen's special relationship with nature, Williams opens her film with him looking up and admiring the old trees in Kodiak's Abercrombie State Park.
There are so few people remaining of my age and my generation, so I like to come out here and just look at the trees or as old or older than I am and say something has lived beyond and is still standing.
Madsen had a lot of different jobs before his career in law. He worked at his father's hunting camp, scraping flesh off bear skulls. He served in the Navy on a patrol torpedo boat in World War II. He worked as a commercial fisherman in Bristol Bay and became a certified bear guide. Kodiak's current Superior Court Judge, Steve Cole, believes it was Madsen's diverse work history and background that made him so good on the bench.
He used his experiences living in this community to draw on as a way of communicating with people and understanding their particular plight.
Madsen became a Superior Court Judge in 1975. He was the first Alaskan Native to become a Superior Court Judge. Madsen served 15 years on the bench and retired in 1990. Madsen had the reputation of being a fair and honorable judge. Cole says, even if you left the courtroom on the wrong side of one of his decisions, you felt like your argument had been legitimately considered. April Lechtold and Counselor is the executive director of the Aleutic Museum in Kodiak. She says Madsen was a good example of how to live a good Aleutic life.
He was really inspired by his heritage, but he always kept a forward-looking perspective, and he wasn't afraid to get involved in worlds that Aleutic people hadn't been involved in the past.
Throughout his 94 years, Madsen helped shape the Kodiak region and Alaska. He was among those who worked to pass the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act and formed the Kodiak Area Native Association. Madsen was also a part of the rebuilding of Kodiak after the 1964 tsunami.
Every once in a while in your life, you meet someone who is almost bigger than life. You could feel it with them. And that's what a lot of people felt when they were around Roy.
Larry Vandale says he and Madsen were friends for decades. If he had to use one word to describe Madsen, Vandale says he'd use honor, which is a word that comes up a lot when talking about the judge. In the later years of his life, Madsen got to see many of his accomplishments acknowledged. The Kodiak Courthouse was named the Roy H. Madsen Justice Center. He received an honorary doctorate from the University of Alaska Anchorage, and the documentary made about his life premiered in Kodiak earlier this year. One of the most touching moments in the film is a conversation between Madsen and his wife Linda as they talk about their relationship and the future.
So at this point in our lives, we talk about what will be on headstones for this person or that person.
Yes.
And one, of course, was he who clings to the rock. But I think a simple one would also just be Roy Harding Madsen. He loved and served.
Judge Roy Harding Madsen was 94 when he passed away. He's survived by his wife Linda Madsen, his children, and many grandchildren. In Kodiak, I'm Mitch Borden.